makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum, invite you to enjoy Life. Life with Luigi, a new comedy show created by Cy Howard and starring that celebrated actor, Mr. J. Carroll Nash, with Alan Reed as Pasquale. You know, friends, Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum is a typically American product that appeals to people of all ages and nationalities in all parts of our country. And the Wrigley people feel that Life with Luigi is a typically American radio program, a friendly, enjoyable show that sort of symbolizes the American spirit of tolerance and goodwill. So the makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum are glad to bring you Life with Luigi each week and have you join them in this pleasant half-hour's entertainment. And now let's read Luigi's letter as he writes about his adventures in America to his Mama Vasco in Italy.
Dear Mamma Mia, Hamma got a big interesting letter to write you today. So pull up your rocking chair, call in Uncle Pietro, and I'll let his goat listen to. First of all, inside this letter, I'm sending you a picture that a Pasquale has took of me. I'm moved a little when Pasquale is a snap to the picture, so don't get scared because I'm got a three heads. That little box you see in my hands is a cough drops. And don't worry, Mamma Mia, I'm not sick. I'm just got a little tickle in my throat, and these cough drops, they're supposed to get rid of my tickle. So far, I'm ate up a 6 box of cough drops, and the only thing I'm got rid of is a 35 cents. Last night, I was trying another kind of cough drop. And sure enough, they worked. Was it no more a tickle? Just a cough. And what I'm writing about now is how I was wondering what to do about this cough. I was get up from bed one morning, I put on my radio, and I'm hear a voice that's making me listen.
Are you bothered by a cough?
Yes, I'm bothered, but how do you know?
Have you been trying everything without success?
I'm no answer till you tell me how you know.
Have you been unable to sleep the last few nights?
Mamma mia, he must have a television set. He can see what I'm doing.
If you have, then listen to Happy Hal.
Well, folks, it's time to close our show. And all I'd like to say is... take Happy Hal's advice.
All right, I'm going to take it.
Run down to your neighborhood drugstore. Tell the man that Happy Hal sent you.
Happy Hal has sent to me.
Ask him for a bottle of Soothe cough syrup. The syrup that soothes.
Soothe cough syrup. I'm a feeling better just to saying it.
Remember, with Soothe cough syrup, it's satisfaction guaranteed or... double your money back. Well, what are you waiting for, folks?
Yeah, what am I waiting for?
Run out and get it now.
All right, I'm going to first to give me a chance to put on my clothes. I'm here, Mr. Dragist. I'm here.
Was something wrong, sir? Are you hurt?
No, Happy Hal is telling me to run here.
Happy Hal?
He, no, fell on the radio who's never talking without a laughing. He said I should run to you and buy special cough syrup.
Oh, well, what syrup did he recommend?
Soothe cough syrup. He says satisfaction guaranteed or ha-ha-ha double your money back. I'm like to buy a bottle.
Well, Soothe cough syrup. I don't think I have it. Don't you think you'd rather try some of the new antihistamine pills or perhaps some benzoparahaldemodine pills?
What do you call those pills?
Benzoparahaldemodine.
No, thanks. It's too much to swallow. I'm like what the Happy Hal is advertising. Soothe.
Well, I've got over 50 cough remedies and they're all good.
If they all are good, why you need a 50?
Well, you see, some are for before you get a cold, some are for while you have a cold, and some are for after you've had a cold.
Tell me, if none of these are work, you got something for pneumonia?
Well, how about trying our bestseller, Mother Hogan's Cherry Remedy?
Mother Hogan is to make a cherry remedy?
Yes.
What's a Father Hogan to make?
Oh, nothing.
Well, this I'm not like. Father Hogan is to stay home and to do nothing, and Mother Hogan is got to go out to work.
Oh, now, please. Mother Hogan is just a trade name.
Oh, that's her name before she's married.
All I can tell you is it's an excellent remedy.
How you know? Mother Hogan has tried it out on her family?
Sure, I...
Mr. Mother Hogan, has she got a dis? Satisfaction guaranteed? Or a ha-ha-ha-W money back?
Well, no, but...
Sorry. I'm want the pseudo coffee syrup. Just like a Happy Hal is a tournament. What's the use to have a radio if I'm not going to buy what it's a tournament?
Well, in that case... wait a minute. Why, here's a bottle back here behind the cherry remedy right here.
Uh-huh. I know that a Mother Hogan is not the nice. She's a try to hide the Happy Hal's pseudo. Well, all right, I take it.
Very well, sir. That will be 35 cents.
Here you are.
Yes. Shall I wrap it up?
No, I'm a drink it here.
No. You should take one teaspoon before each meal and one teaspoon before you go to bed.
What's happen if I'm eating my meals out?
Well, just drop into the nearest restaurant and take a teaspoon.
Oh, nothing to do. I'm going to take a teaspoon that's no belonging to me.
Oh, I meant of the medicine.
Oh, well, how am I taking this pseudo syrup? Plain or with water?
Just drink it plain and remember to shake before using.
What?
That's what it says on the bottle, right on the label. Shake well before using.
Well, I'm starting to the wiggle now. By the time Mama get home, Mama be all shaken up.
Mama mia, it's morning already. Coffee's and all let me sleep. I'm going to let the coffee sleep. Between the two of us, we up all the night. I'm going to take some more soothing. First, I'm going to give myself a shake. If it's an Osset coffee syrup, I'm going to think it's just a plain of peppermint oil.
Luigi, my friend. Hello, Luigi. Hello.
Hello, Pasquale.
Hey, you cough. It sounds worse. Let me hear you say whoop.
Whoop.
That's what I thought. You got the whoop of the cough. What are you doing for?
I'm taking this pseudo coffee syrup.
Pseudo coffee syrup? Where you get this junk?
I'm heard the Happy Hal on the radio. He's a sitting down at the drugstore in a buy.
Ooh, what a stupid boob. Suppose if he says to run to your nearest the Chinese laundry, you'd run too, huh?
Oh, no, Pasquale.
I'm glad you got some sense.
If I'm got a cough, what could a Chinese laundry do?
Ooh, what a maroon.
Please, Pasquale. Pasquale, don't holler at me. To tell the truth, I was a feeling kind of proud when I'm run to the drugstore. I was a feel like a real American when I'm bought something advertising on the radio.
Luigi, that's a talk for the birdies. You feel like a real American buying something on the radio. Well, now that it's a donor work, what do you feel like, a Canadian?
No, Pasquale, I'm a feeling just as American. And to prove you how wrong you are, I'm going to get to my money back.
Your money back?
Sure, on the radio, Happy Hal is a say, satisfaction guaranteed. Or, double your money back.
Luigi, I'm going to think when you was a baby, you fell on your head. Luigi, you're lucky you got me to explain to you, otherwise you wouldn't know what ignorance is. What you hear on the radio or read on the bottle, that's what they call in advertising a slogan.
A slogan?
That's right. That's the meaning of something you say that you don't have to prove. Now, for instance, out of my menu, it's to say pizza like a mama used to make. You think I'm going to give somebody a boat ride to Italy, show them how my mamas used to make a pizza?
No, Pasquale, I'm going to prove you're wrong. I'm going to pay the 35 cents for a pseudo. I'm going to get double my money back. If they promise, they're going
to
keep it.
Look who's telling me about a big business. All right, Luigi, go to the company. Get your money back.
I'm going
to
write it now, Pasquale.
And take along a suitcase. The company is in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
In New Mexico?
That's right. You're dealing with the foreigners.
Pasquale, I'm learning my night school. New Mexico is a belonging to the Union.
Oh, yeah? AFL or CIO?
I'm talking about the United States. Pasquale, what am I going to do? New Mexico is 1,000 miles away from here.
Just like I'm thought. They forgot a little catch. They don't supply $100 car fare so you can get back your money. Luigi, who's the ride?
Pasquale, I know you're wrong. They keep their promise.
Oh, sure, they keep their promise. So why is it you hear every week on the radio, Soul American? You know, that's a crazy. Nobody's got enough money to buy America.
Well, Pasquale, I'm going to. Don't try to stop me.
All right, go, go. But first, let me warn you. Sooner your ticklers are going to change to a hack and a cough. And that's the way the companies are going to get even with you for bothering them. They're going to get you in a legal trouble.
Me in a legal trouble? Because I'm got a hack and a cough? What the law I'm a break?
Running around the streets without a hacker license.
Before we return to life with Luigi, here's a suggestion that has proved helpful and enjoyable to millions of people. Whether you're working or shopping or driving your car, keep a package or two of delicious Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum handy. Whenever your mouth feels dry or your taste needs freshening, chew a stick of Wrigley's Spearmint and see what a difference it makes. The cooling real mint flavor freshens your taste and sweetens your breath. And the pleasant chewing helps relieve that feeling of dryness in your mouth and throat, gives you a refreshing little lift. So get a few packages of healthful, delicious Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum tomorrow morning. Keep some handy in your purse or pocket so that you can enjoy a stick whenever you want. And now let's turn to page 2 of Luigi Basco's letter to his mother in Italy.
And so, Mamma Mia, just because I'm going to try to get rid of a tickle in my throat, Pasquale says I'm insulting a bigger business. I'm going to go to jail. I'm a Benedict Arnold. I'm wanted to be the man without a cold. So now I'm going to wind up with a man without a country. But I was a laugher, Pasquale. And a little while later, I was in my night school class.
That's
what
I chose
to go about.
Everything's
going
to be
100. All right, class. Quiet, please. Please. Now I'll call the roll. Mr. Basco?
Here.
Mr. Horowitz?
Here.
Mr. Olson?
Here.
Mr. Schultz?
Bingo.
Bingo?
I'm sorry. I hollered first. I get the prize.
Mr. Schultz, you're supposed to say here. Why do you shout bingo?
Because when you call on me, you always hit the jackpot. Oh, thank you, fellow boobers. You know, it's not everywhere I can find an audience for such whimsy.
All right, Mr. Schultz. Now, class, today we are taking up some of the more common errors made in grammar. And one of the commonest, perhaps, is the split infinitive. Mr. Horowitz, will you tell us what a split infinitive is?
With pleasure. What's the question?
What is a split infinitive?
Oh, I don't know.
Mr. Basco?
I don't know.
Mr. Schultz?
I ain't talking till I see my lawyer.
I would be very happy to supply you with the correct answer.
Ooh, what a show!
Mr. Schultz, please. Thank you, Mr. Olson. I know you know the answer, but I'd like to get it from some of the others. Mr. Basco, will you try to give us an example?
An example?
Yes.
2 times 35 is 70.
Oh, no, no, no. Mr. Schultz.
Kill me. I agree with Luigi. 2 times 35 is 70.
Good heavens. Mr. Basco, how could you ever think of 2 times 35 is 70?
I'm going to think of it. Happy Hal is a say.
Happy Hal?
Yeah. Here's a say, satisfaction guaranteed or ha, 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 W money factor. You see, Miss Spalding, I'm going to buy coffee syrup.
Oh, now I see it. Well, Mr. Basco, hold it for later, please. Mr. Olson, would you please come to the rescue with an example of a split infinitive?
It will be a joy. A split infinitive. Jan wanted to quickly jump over the fence.
That's very good. Now, Mr. Horowitz, in this sentence, John wanted to quickly jump over the fence. What is split?
John's pence.
No. Mr. Schultz, how would you fix the split infinitive in that sentence?
A little needle and thread, maybe?
Oh, this is ridiculous. Mr. Basco.
Well, if for nothing as a help with the pants, Sama would ask her for doubling my money back.
Oh, really? Mr. Basco, what is this about double your money back?
That's what I'm trying to tell you, Miss Spaulding. Hama buy some pseudo coffee syrup, but it's no pseudo my coffee. So I was thinking to ask for double my money back, like they say. But now I'm worried.
Luigi, you got nothing to worry about. You'll get your money back.
Oh, of course you will. Who made the guarantee?
Happy Hal on the radio. Hama want so much to get my money back. And a show, Pasquale, America is a keep its promises.
But, Mr. Basco, it's important not to confuse the issue. America didn't make the promise. It's just one cough medicine manufacturer.
But if the radio is advertising him, then he must be a good American.
Ach, Luigi, if every American believed in his radio like you did, television would have to commit suicide.
Well, you mean it's all a fake about doubling my money back?
Mr. Schultz, I think you're giving Mr. Basco the wrong impression, and let's not stop him from proving what he wants to.
Thank you, Miss Spaulding.
Oh, sure, Luigi. Go to Happy Hall. Go to the radio. And if that don't work, go to the company. What can they do to you? Can they make you cough your brains out to prove you're wrong? Can they x-ray you till you are looking out from the inside? Can they put you in jail for false accusation?
Schultz, can they?
I don't know, Luigi. That's why I'm asking you.
Sir, Happy Hal is finishing his broadcast right now. You can wait outside the broadcast booth. Right over there.
Thank you, Mr. Receptionist.
So? So long, friends of X2OV. Remember for recorded ramblings and laughs, it's Happy Hal at the bottom of the dial.
Murder. Glad that one's over.
Oh, hello, Mr. Happy Hal. You're a very funny fella. I like the way you always laugh.
All right. What is it, Jack?
Here's a place in Amazon after Jack is a Luigi.
Look, Buster, I don't care if it's Pedro Armendariz. What do you want?
Ain't you happy, Hal?
Sure.
Well, why ain't you happy?
Because I gotta be up at 6 a.m. to read them commercials. Because when I'm doing the laughing hyena bit, everybody's doing the sleep bit. Who are you, mister?
I'm a Luigi Basco, fellow who's listened to your program. You recognizing me?
I knew I had one listener, but this is fantastic. Look, Smiling Jack, I got 8 hours more broadcasting to do. You're talking to the poor man's Arthur Godfrey. Now, what do you want?
Well, as long as you ask me right away, I'm going to tell you. I'm brought back this bottle of a pseudo coffee syrup. Now, give me my 70 cents.
You want I should give you 70 cents? Why?
Because you said satisfaction is guaranteed. Or, double your money back.
Pardon me while I go out of my mind. Look, laughing boy, I don't personally make good on the manufacturer's promises.
But he advertises a coffee syrup.
I also advertise hot water bags, but I don't guarantee you'll have hot water. That makes me laugh. Look, Sonny Jim, why don't you just take this back to the druggist where you bought it?
Oh, no, he's advertising Mother Hogan.
Mother Hogan?
Please, Hammer told everybody I'm got a great conference in American business. And they're giving me back my money.
Well, now listen, Sad Sack, I've got it. Take it down to the Sudo sales office and let them handle it.
Sudo sales officer, huh?
Yeah, they're in the Guarantee building at Maple and Grove.
That's a fine. That's a wonderful. The Guarantee building.
Yeah. Now, what's so wonderful now?
What do you say is the Guarantee building?
Yes.
Well, I'm thinking how wonderful it is. In America, even a building has got a guarantee.
Sudo Cox. One moment, please. Sudo Cox. Mr. Prentice, I'm sorry he can't be disturbed. He's in a very important board meeting. Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Jones, but this meeting is very important. We expect Mr. Gooch up from New Mexico, and they're all there. Sudo Cox.
Please, Miss Gooch.
I'm not Miss Gooch. I wish I were. Mr. Gooch only owns the company. Now, be patient.
But I want to speak to somebody from the Gooch or Coffee Sip. I mean, a Sudo. I'm sitting here 2 hours with a little bottle. People looking at me like I'm crazy.
Well, put the bottle in your pocket.
I can't. I'm left at the top home.
Well, why don't you drink it?
What the fuck? It's made my cough worse.
Oh, all right, all right. Hello, Mr. Trim. Could you see someone right now?
I'm busy. Switch him to Johnson.
Well, Mr. Johnson's homesick, sir. He's got a bad cold. All the others are in the board meeting.
All right, send him in.
All right, you go right in there. That's Mr. Trim's office. He'll take care of you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Telefone. Maybe Pasquale is right. Maybe I should go back right now. No. Most important thing is the people who should keep their promise, even if it's a man or a company.
I believe you're looking for me. What can I do for you?
Please, I'm not like to make trouble, but here's the back of your bottle. Give me double the money back.
What?
I'm going to give a druggist 35 cents. I'm remember like I'm standing here. Was a quarter, a nickel, and a 5 pennies.
Why, I... This is a practical joke, isn't it?
I don't care what you call it as long as I'm going to get my money. Here's your bottle.
Now, just a minute. I don't want that messy bottle. You keep it.
Oh, no, it's yours. You keep it. And I'm going to demand my rights like you say. Satisfaction guaranteed or a double your money back.
Oh, just a minute. Hello, Miss Plum. Don't I have enough things to do without you adding to my misery? I've got nothing to do with refunds. I don't care if there's no such department. Make one. Well, get Mr. Hollow. All right, switch me to him.
Mr. Hollow, there's a man here who wants double his money back. No, I'm not laughing at anything, sir. I'm sorry. That's right. Money back. No, he won't. He won't. No, he won't.
Give me my money and I will.
What? Send him up to the board meeting? All right, sir.
Do you realize who that was? Ralph Hollow, the vice president. And he said to send you up to the board meeting.
Oh, good, I'm going to go.
For your information, Sudo Cough Syrup is a giant corporation. We have assets of over $5 million. We have a branch in 10 major cities of the United States, and our guarantee is backed up by Lloyd's of London. Does that mean anything to you?
Sure, but I'm not going to see this fellow Lloyd's in London just to get back my 70 cents.
Well, gentlemen, this is a milestone in the history of Sudo Cough Syrup. Our first request for money back.
Double the money back.
Yes, yes.
Look, gentlemen, you got important business, and I'm no one about you, but there's something I'm gonna find out. When American business make a promise, they keep it?
Of course, of course. And nevertheless, now, look at our side of it. How do you know Sudo hasn't helped you?
That's what I'm had all night.
Well, now, are you allergic?
No, I'm Italian. But I'm got to my first papers, and I'm a hope to be American citizen very soon.
I meant, Mr. Basco, your cough may be due to some functional ailment. Or you may be suffering from some hereditary malfunction that's not amenable to ordinary medication. Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Sure, you ain't got my 70 cents.
Mr. Basco, we haven't.
Then why don't I get it?
Because you haven't unqualifiedly proven the merits of your case, nor the lack of merit in ours. Goodness knows more modern methods fail in certain circumstances. Now, take penicillin.
I can't. I must spend all of my money on your syrup.
Let me finish. Penicillin is not effective in every case. Nor does sulfur or streptomycin help every person. But does that mean that scientists all over the world should rely on the word of any one man as to the efficacy of any of them?
Oh, no. No.
Well, I'm glad you finally understand, Mr. Basco. Now, if you have any questions, I'll be glad to help you out.
I'm going to just do one question.
Yes?
Suppose I got it my 70 cents.
I just explained.
Please, I'm willing, instead of doubling my money back, I should get the single of my money back. 35 cents.
But...
All right. I'm going to lost the cap on a bottle. Make it 25 cents.
Now, Hollow. Hollow, let's settle this before Mr. Gooch gets here.
Yes, but...
Give me my card, fella. 20 cents.
I just noticed there are seven of us here. Let's throw a dime apiece on the table. That'll make 70 cents.
That's a good idea. Here's my dime.
And mine.
Excuse me, gentlemen. If you don't mind, I'm like a check for the money.
A check?
Yes, I'm want my countryman Pasquale should see proof how the American businessman is a payback of the money. Just like he's a promise.
Good evening, gentlemen. I'm sorry I was delayed.
How do you do, Mr. Gooch? Hello, Mr. Gooch.
Now, just go on. I'll catch up. You, sir.
I'm Luigi Basco.
Mr. Gooch, Mr. Basco bought a bottle of pseudo and wants us to make good on our guarantee.
Well, but... that's certainly no matter for the board of directors. Mr. Basco, sorry pseudo didn't help you, but if you'll go down to the accounting department, they'll give you a check for the full amount plus tax.
A check? Oh, that's so wonderful. You mean there's going to be no trouble?
Trouble? About what?
Well, you see, Mr. Gooch, we were thinking of pseudo's 34-year record of...
Record, my eye. Pseudo's sales are what we're worried about. And pleasing Mr. Basco is all I'm interested in. Mr. Basco, I'm glad you're here. Thanks for helping me out. And please accept this as a token of gratitude.
Oh, thank you, thank you. Goodbye, gentlemen, goodbye. Well, I finally was able to prove I was right. I'm going to get my check for the money. Hey, what's this slipper Mr. Gooch is giving me? This certificate entitles a bearer to 6 months' supply of a pseudo coffee syrup. Mamma mia, back to the coffee again. And so, Mamma Mia, everything is a turn out to fine. I returned to the pseudo coffee syrup, and I'm got my money back. Also, I'm learned one very important thing about America and the business. I'm met some very big men, like Ralph Hollow, vice president, and Mr. Gooch, president. But I'm learned that the biggest man of all is Luigi Basco, customer. Your loving son, Luigi Basco, a little immigrant.
Folks, the makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum hope you enjoyed tonight's episode of Life with Luigi, and they'd like to remind you that you can make your daily work seem easier and pleasanter by chewing a stick of Wrigley's Spearmint now and then. Sinking your teeth into a smooth piece of gum helps relieve that feeling of pent-up tension, sort of relaxes you without slowing you down. As a result, you feel better and work better. So for refreshing taste and good, pleasant chewing, treat yourself daily to healthful, delicious Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. Get some tomorrow morning. The makers of Wrigley Spearmint Gum invite you to listen next week at the same time when Luigi Basco writes another letter to his Mama Basco in Italy. Life with Luigi is produced and directed by Cy Howard and is written by Mac Benoff and Lou Dermott. J. Carol Nash is starred as Luigi Basco with Alan Reed as Pasquale, Hans Conrad as Schultz, Mary Shipp as Miss Spaulding, Joe Forte as Howard. Friends, the Wrigley Company invite you to listen to their other program, The Gene Autry Show, every Saturday night over most of these stations. This is CBS for Columbia Broadcasting System.